What often is confused too with the B visa, so we have the visa waiver program, and that is available for citizens of 38 countries who do not have to apply for a B visa, but they can travel to the U.S. after registering online under ESTA, the Electronic System for Travel Authorization. And they can do the same activities as someone with a B visa stamp. They are either admitted as tourists, W-2 is the classification, or WB as a visa waiver under business. The difference is if you enter under visa waiver, the person can only stay for 90 days, and there is no extension or change of status possible. They have to leave. There's one exception to this. Marriage to a U.S. citizen can file for adjustment of status, but that's a whole nother discussion where and when we want to recommend that. But in general, visa waiver cannot change or extend status, but they have to depart the U.S. Here's an overview of the countries. As you can see, mostly European countries, but also Australia, Taiwan, Singapore, all allow for visa waiver. Important, if you have clients who are traveling on visa waiver or relatives, that they register at least 72 hours under ESTA, because that's how long it takes to go through the system. There is a small fee they have to pay. Their registration is valid for 2 years. And very important, there are a lot of scam websites, so really go to the correct ESTA site for the registration. Now, as we all know, Canadians are different. Canadians, as you all know, are exempt from having to apply for a visa, but if a Canadian travels to the U.S. with their passports, they are admitted in B1, B2 status, just as if they had a B visa. They are not admitted under the visa waiver program or under ESTA. That's important, so their validity should be 6 months. And they can file for a change of status, extension of status, if they like. What we have noticed, especially with Canadians, but also with other travelers, is when CBP generates the I-94 record online, that they often admit someone in B status, even though they're arriving with another visa. So for example, just before I left, one of my paralegal brought to my attention, we have an Austrian client. We were able to get a hard-fought L1B visa for him. He entered the U.S. and was admitted as a B under the B category. And one of the reasons is the B is one of the first letters and the drop-down, and the majority of visitors or travelers who are coming to the U.S., the foreign nationals, are actually B visa holders, visitors. So always recommend to your clients, or if you have a mechanism, check that they are admitted in the right category. And we see that a lot also with Canadians, because they often have, if they have a TN, they only have the rubber stamp in their passport, and then the next time they enter, CBP will admit them in a B visa. And there it's important, they are not allowed to work if they are admitted in B status. So this needs to be corrected. I don't know how up to date you are on this, but until about 2 to 3 weeks ago, it was possible just to send an email note through the I-94 website to CBP to get a correction. They eliminated that option, and now they refer you, please contact the deferred inspection site at your closest airport, and you may have to appear in person. So that's an added pain. We had one client who arrived here in Austin, was admitted in the wrong category. We contacted Austin for them, and they actually said, oh, just email us the information, we will update it. They were like, we don't want to see your client. So that worked out well. But just so you know, like, the I-94, really important that they are admitted in the right category and for the right time. another specialty with our southern NAFTA neighbor for Mexican citizens. They have the options of the border crossing card. It's a little card that's laminated with enhanced graphic and security measures. It's valid for 10 years. It issued to Mexican citizens who are residents in Mexico, and that BCC can be used like a B1 visa. But again, it's you have to be a resident of Mexico. So if you have a Mexican citizen living in Argentina who is applying for a B visa, they will get the B visa stamp. They would not be issued the BCC.